You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that the group State Watch has released a report on 2016 voting records in the State Assembly, just like a similar report recently on State Senate voting. The report on local legislators includes Peter Lopez, Republican from Schoharie, voted yes on 90.4% of bills, 967 votes, and no on 9.6% of bills, 103 votes. He was not excused or absent for any votes. Steve McLaughlin, Republican from Rensselaer County, voted aye on 85.1% of bills, 911 votes. He voted nay on 10.3% of bills, 110 votes, and was excused for 48 votes and was absent for one vote. Dee Dee Barrett, Democrat from Columbia County, voted yes on 97.1% of bills, 1,038 votes. Barrett voted no on 1.9% of bills, 20 votes, and was excused for 11 votes or 1%. WNYT-TV in Albany reports that the Republican National Convention started in Cleveland July 18th, and the 95 New York Republican delegates are seated right in front as the party's presidential candidate, Donald Trump, hails from the state. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich spoke to the New York delegation at a breakfast on the first day. Not all prominent New York Republicans are in Cleveland, however, such as former Governor George Pataki, who ran for president in the primaries but dropped out with little support. Quote, look, he had 16 opponents and he beat them all. They're not all happy, end quote, said New York GOP Chair Ed Cox. Quote, it's not nice when you get beaten. Read the full story at WNYT.com. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy on Facebook July 18th announced a public forum July 21st to discuss community and police relations after several national shooting incidents. Quote, the county executive recognizes that in order for communities to heal, they need to have continued discussions regarding race relations, police relations, and building bridges, McCoy's statement read. He will be joined by Deb Ritano, executive director of the Capital Area Council of Churches, and other religious leaders to talk about Albany County's issues on Thursday, July 21st at 10 a.m. at the Capital Area Council of Churches, First Lutheran Church, Wittenberg Hall, 646 State Street in Albany. Matt Ryan at NY Now reports Albany's WMHT-TV will host a debate between congressional candidates Zephyr Teachout and John Faso on October 13th that will also air live on Binghamtown Public Television Station WSKG-TV. Teachout and Faso are running in the 19th congressional district election to replace Representative Chris Gibson, who is not seeking a fourth term. Read the full story at nynow.org. This has been the WGXC News Update.